Take TPV Radio with you 24/7. Just download Live 365.
One of the wealthiest countries in the world looking silly. We can't even get along. Oh, Lord, thank you for bringing this back to me. Chris, are we back on? Can the callers call back in?
Yes, ma'am. We are back online, so callers can call in.
Okay, callers, y'all can call in. Hurry up and call in so y'all can get in on this good juice and tell me what y'all would have did. Who y'all want to be? You want to be the vice president? You want to be the president? Or you want to be the moderator? Y'all, come on. We can go at it. I don't want y'all to stand back and stand down. I want y'all to come on with it, okay? So we can get some real dialogue. Okay.
Well,
we do have
a caller on, Coach. So you can open up the lines if you like, or you can continue your dialogue, and then we can open up the lines. It's up to you.
Okay. Let me make this one last little point before I forget it, because you know
okay.
I'm good at forgetting stuff. Okay.
Okay.
Let me tell you. This was another thing. Dang it, I done forgot it. Y'all, hold on. Let me get back in my juice again. Let me move a little bit. Okay. What was I going to tell y'all about? It was some good juice. It was something good. It was going to have y'all laughing. How gone it. It'll come back to me anyway. But let me tell you about it was going to be good. How gone it. Anyway. Y'all, we're going to go ahead and open up the line. And when my thought comes back to me, I'll share it with y'all. Y'all know I will. I'm the reality coach, Dorothy Patterson. Okay, we can open up the lines quick because I done forgot my thought. But if I remember it, I'm going to come back to you.
That's my fault. I'm sorry, Coach. I was just trying to get everything back situated. Again, we apologize for the inconvenience, family, but we're back online with Dorothy Patterson, the reality coach, and she's putting it on blast with presidential or Discord, she's laying it down. So, caller, we will only read the last four digits of your phone number. So, first caller up, 8829, you are on the air with Dorothy Patterson, the reality coach. God bless you.
Good Lord.
Oh, Lord. Hey, fly guy, what's going on?
Hey, how are you, Miss Dorothy?
I'm on the roll, can't you tell?
Yeah, I'm kind of on the roll, too. I've been kind of trying to take some notes, but I'm running out of paper.
Oh, okay. Well, come on, give me note one. Give me bullet point one. What's the bullet point one?
Okay, bullet point one was the debate was a total debacle. And it was so ironic because we got our mail-in ballots the next day. And I was like, fill them out right now. And they had the town that we live here in Nebraska, they have a drop-off box. I'm like, I ain't dropping it off. I'm like, that mailbox may be removed tomorrow. So I marched up to the courthouse, and I walked in the clerk's office, and I said, hey, I want to deliver these, you know, in person. So that I guess that was my first point, because that was such a joke. Gosh.
I mean, debacle is a good word, but I was like, okay, everybody using debacle. I need a different word so people can understand. There's some different words out here to describe what we saw. It was a mess, and so I said, Discord. That's a word. That's what that was. It was a bunch of Discord with a bunch of people, of two grown men. Up there acting like little children and had the babysitter who didn't know how to be the babysitter. I didn't understand.
I must say, I think Biden did as well as he could based on the circumstances because, you know, he's already, you know, said that he's, you know, a stutterer and, you know, this and that. And, you know, he's working on, you know, he had worked that out or whatever, but still he gets kind of stumbled up on words. But when you got somebody like Trump,
wait a minute, hold on, fly guy. You said Biden say he a stutter. Biden stutters?
Yeah.
Why in the world would he go up with a gangster with some money?
Well, but that's my point. Is they keep saying that, oh, Biden, so his dementia or he's not his intellect or whatever, but it's like, well, when when Trump's like over talking you all the time, just like in 2016 when he was like just hovering over Hillary, you know, it's like, ooh, oh my God, I'm a ghost, you know, it's like I'm hovering over you, and it's just I don't get it, but anyway.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, now Bobby, Sly Guy, you done said a whole bunch of stuff that got me in an alarm situation. Now, you know, the reality coach radar went up, one of her eyelashes went down on the paper. Now, I wrote a note. Now, you said, now, here we are. He stutters, and you said he has onset of dementia?
No. That's what Trump is claiming about Biden. Maybe not dementia per se, but he has mental decline, aka dementia. They're saying because of his age and this and that. I'm like, well, Trump's not 20.
But look, well, I tell you what, on the realness. Trump got enough hairspray to hold his brain together for another 30 years. That hairspray got to be holding what else he got left in there together, because something's holding that brain together, because he sure can't talk fast. And I'm just sorry. Now, Biden, I'm telling you, we're dealing with some sharks, because Trump done created some stuff in these other countries, and they used to somebody's coming with it quick. Now, Biden, we need you to get it on the treadmill and on the windmill, on the merry-go-round. We need you to get on the Ferris wheel. We need you to get on the go-kart. We need you to get on the horseback ride, not the horseback, the carriage ride. We need to get you on every wheel that rolls fast, because you're going to have to roll with it, because there's some stuff going on that we don't know about that Trump doing. If Trump talking this fast and this disrespectful to people of his own country, now we can't afford it.
Oh, my God.
So also, just my last point on, well, I guess 2 points. Well, maybe mm-hmm. 3 points.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the one thing I loved about when Trump was over-talking him, like all the time, I mean, Biden couldn't get anything out because Trump was always over-talking him. The one thing I love is when he said, he's like, just shut up, man.
That was my people come. That was big. He was my peace then. When he said, shut up, man, I like, yeah, you should have been told him, shut up, man. Matter of fact, no, Sly Guy, I'm a Christian. Now, you know, I'm a Christian, but sometimes I have to tell Jesus, hold on a minute, I'll be back. No, shut up. Put whatever words you want there, but it'll fit appropriate right then and there. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because I always say stuff too, and I am always like, then I'm looking up to the ceiling and, you know, thinking, you know, it's heaven, and I'm like, I'm sorry, God, I'm sorry, Jesus, you know. And it's like I just said that, but I did say it. But
and you know what, Sly Guy? See, Trump sometimes needs somebody to handle him. I think he needs somebody with a little hood in him. He might need a little crip. The Bloods, he might need a little Tango Blast, he might need a little West Side, he might need them to come talk to him a little bit so he can get some act right, because they need to have that audience full so Vice President could have got a word or two in. Now, if you got them gangsters standing around, you want to play gangster, come on with it, Trump. Now, you talking about standing back and standing by? No, we standing here, we ready. What you got? Come on with it. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
So concerning what you can do, it's kind of over now, but I hand wrote 200 postcards to people who live in Georgia, because Georgia is one of the swing states, and that's one of the states that they're really trying to suppress the votes by limiting where people can vote at, or by removing ballot boxes or whatever. So anyway, I painstakingly wrote out 200 postcards, paid for the postage. And so I'm going to be mailing those off, you know, here in the next week. So anyway, that's my little part that I, other than already voting, that's my little part that I can do. It's, and these postcards, they're not, they're nonpartisan. It doesn't say anything about Trump. It doesn't say anything about Biden. It just says, go vote. You know, our health care is at stake, and, you know, this and that is at stake. So it doesn't say anything about one person or another. It just says, you know, go out and vote. So anyway, I have this whole stack of 200 postcards I have to mail out.
Okay, so where did you get the postcards at? Where did you get those?
It was a campaign that was started. I think it was called Swing Votes, or Swing State Votes, or something like that. It was like for Georgia, Florida.
Well, can you put what information you can in the chat box, so that way if people want to take the initiative to try to do their part. And he's not saying Republican, Democratic. He's saying it's bipartisan. You just go ahead and do your part. If you want to take a part in the swing states and do what you have to do, please do. That's what he did. And how much?
Yeah,
How much does 200 stamps cost?
$35.
See, $35. You've done a whole lot. So you guys, that's what we can do.
Well,
okay.
And every single one were handwritten.
Now, I don't know about all that. You ain't got no typewriter or no computer that could print them out or something. Now, you asked.
Well,
Bobby Blue Bland. You know you asking for too much now, Sly Guy. You asking for too much now. Now, you want me to handwrite it, pay the postage? You don't have no, they ain't got nothing already filled out.
But it's nice to get a personal handwritten note instead of just some computer generated something or other, you know. So it motivates people more if it's handwritten rather than like, oh, this is a pre-printed, like, you know, Trump sending this out or Biden sending this out, and it's just some kind of a blanket like blah blah blah, go vote. It's like, no, it's handwritten and it has my signature on it. So.
Oh, that is so. Now you're doing your part above the call of duty, and we sure do thank you. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. God bless your hand and your arm for, you know, right now. Let us.
Wait, yeah, because my hand was kind of hurting after a while.
I'm sure it was, but I'm telling you right now, y'all, the reality coach ain't gonna be able to do that. I'm gonna have to give me some stamps or something. I'll pay for the stamps. If somebody want to write it out, let me know. I'll send you $35 for the 200 stamps, but all that extra writing, we got to start a e-club or something. You got to come over and eat dinner or something. We got to have a friend circle or something to do all that writing. But thank
That's
you,
right.
Fly Guy.
Hey,
well,
so one last thing I wanted to mention. I think I had sent you the information for the book study I'm doing at church for the book called One.
Mm-hmm.
I think I sent Deidre, I can't remember her last name now. Anyway, it's a book called One. Anyway, we just finished our last. Oh, here's the book. It's Deidre Riggs, R-I-G-G-S. So we just finished our last book study. And my good friend Craig Vitosh, who was on your show like a month ago.
Oh,
about
Mr. Know Me. Yeah.
Yes.
He was awesome.
He's going to be a special guest this coming Wednesday. We extended the book study a week just because the book study is so cram packed. But anyway, he's coming on next Wednesday to talk about the Know Me movement. So.
Oh, that is awesome! Congratulations! And guess what? The reality coach had him first.
You did.
I had him here first on my show, you guys. So, okay, Mr. Vitosh, if you are anywhere listening, don't you forget where home is at, okay? Because you know the reality coach is. She don't mind standing up there taking the place of the president and the vice president and the moderator. She sure will stand up to Mr. Know Me, and you will get to know me. You don't want to know me. You don't want to know the reality coach. You better keep Dorsey, because that reality coach ain't nice.
Well, and we're trying to, like, because I haven't seen Craig in a while, so it's like we need to get down to Dallas. So if we do get down to Dallas, we're gonna have to, like, try to make a trip to see you live in person.
You better come see me. So you can
absolutely
know me in person. Come see me so you can know me in person.
That would
be
awesome.
Yes, thank you, Sly Guy. I love you to pieces. You just don't know how much joy you bring me just to hear that little laugh. Go ahead and laugh one time, please. I love it. Well, you have a good evening. Thank you, honey. Thank you so much.
All right, love you too. Bye-bye.
That old Sly Guy, honey, he's something else. He a man. He going to always have his notes and his bullet points, and y'all, if y'all think he don't have those notes, you better ask somebody. They wrote all kind of ways, but he got his notes. And he coming every week with that laugh. And I got my notes. Let me get my notes. Old Sly Guy. That's him. Well, is there anyone else on the line?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, Coach. We do have someone on the line. Okay, caller 5221. 5221, you are live on the air with Dorsey Patterson, the reality coach.
Well, Miss Firecracker, who you gonna be? You gonna be vice president? You gonna be Trump? Which one you gonna be? Or the moderator?
Today
you gonna be you
gonna
first?
Be,
you were going to this.
I'm gonna be me.
Okay.
First.
Uh-oh.
And good evening to everybody.
Good evening.
First, I want to comment before I go to the debate or the debacle, the debate. Let me address Holly Stone. Holly said if it was a race war, she wouldn't choose no side. She going to go for what's right. Well, I really feel sorry for Holly and anybody else that have that viewpoint. Let's go back a little bit to the Civil War. Right? They were freeing slaves, right? Anybody that was white didn't side with the slave owners were called nigger lovers, excuse me, but that's what they were called. And the same thing was done to them that was done to the slaves. Now, on the other side, any slaves that did more than what they had to do for a slave master or told something that was sent in secret, they were dealt with. So if it becomes a race war, I can't say will do, but I know what I won't do.
That's
how am I gonna be black? And I'm gonna go over there to the other side. They not
That's
gonna right. accept me because there's too many people that will be in a race war. Those people hate blacks. Now how am I gonna go over there to their side? So I don't have a choice but to stand on my own side. But if somebody else can tell me a way how you cannot stand on your side, please let me know, because I would rather do it that way. I don't see it happening. Moving on, we're talking about this presidential debate. Okay, what is the main purpose of a debate?
Talk
at the very
least.
At the very least, debates help learners to see the power of deploying rational, reasoned arguments, compelling evidence in action. It enables the speaker to educate and elucidate their standpoint to utilize rhetorical eloquence. It instills in debaters a great sense of poise and confidence. That's what the dictionaries say. Well, we know didn't any of that happen. Now, the presidential debate is designed for the debaters to explain and let the voters know where they stand politically and on different issues. Well, I can truly say that none of that took place. However I felt about the two of them before the debate, I still feel that way. The debate wouldn't cause me to lean to either one because neither one of them did that. I think it is awful. I think it is insulting to the voters to even have to go through that. It is said that it was one of the worst debates in the history. Now, if I would have been Vice President Biden, I wouldn't have even debated with Trump. Presidents can refuse to debate. And I promise you, I would have refused to debate with him. Now, Trump, I just don't even know what to say. Trump is Trump. As he said, when they asked him about denouncing the racial right wing group. He said the right wing group is not the problem. It's the left wing group. When they was asked to denounce the Proud Boys, there it was, and I got to get it mixed up too. Stand back and stand ready. So to me, that means don't go nowhere because you ain't the problem. That other side is the problem. And if we can't get that other side problem fixed, we might need to call on y'all. So just stand down right now. But be ready in case we need y'all. Now, that's what that says to me. And that's the whole thing.
Now let me say this to you, Firecracker. Now me and you look the same. Now in our culture, that means we ain't gonna start none, but we ain't gonna take none. And we're gonna be ready.
Yeah. Now not only did he say that, the Proud Boys have proudly said how they interpreted what he said. They now got T-shirts printed with that on it. So obviously, they got their interpretation of what that meant too. And they doing just what he asked them to do. Stand by and stand ready.
There you have it. And this is what I was going to talk about. Now, someone said something about, I got a comment in my inbox saying, what did I think about them being called a Proud Boy? Well, I don't say nothing because you asked me. I remember James Brown, first one that came out when I'm black and I'm proud.
Didn't he?
That part. I'm still black and proud. They can be proud boys.
They can call
I'm
themselves.
I'm glad they finally refunded themselves as boys.
Yeah, huh? Let them call themselves whatever they want. That's their right to call themselves whatever they want.
You're right, and let me tell you this too, Firecracker. Let me tell you what I say about this. This is a good thought I had. Now, y'all know that if somebody ready to fight and they big, bad, and bold, you're not gonna wait for somebody to tell you to stand back and stay and stand by. You already gonna do what you're gonna do, because I'm telling you, the real gangsters, when they ready to get you, they ain't listening to nobody. You gonna get got. It ain't no I'm standing back. No, man, we've been ready. We've been ready to do this. We done jumped. We ready to leave. We frog. They done jumped into bullfrog territory. They done went from tadpole straight up to bullfrog. And they go ahead and handle their business. So all I'm saying is that seems to me the Proud Boys needed someone to say something so they could stay over there in the corner and talk all this trash.
Well,
Don't be talking trash, because I'm going to tell you something about people. One thing about my people, if y'all hate, if the Proud Boys hate black people that much and y'all ready for something, you better know we know we got something for you, too. We know how to fight with butcher knives. We know how to fight with irons. We know how to fight with curling knives. We know how to fight with butter knives. We got all kind of weapons. You're going to run out of bullets before we run out of homemade weapons. You better believe that. You may kill a lot of us, but we're going to get you when it's over, because we got the weapons. I'm just telling you, y'all. If y'all want to fight, I'm just telling you. Don't start none, won't be none. We all right. You can talk all that trash, say whatever you want to say over there, Proud Boys, because we black and we proud, too.
But I just want to say it is such a, it's not surprising to me, but to them it meant a lot to have the President of the United States. He really gave them a seal of approval. He really did. And he is so bullish and brackish. Trump is a bully, and he's so brackish. I cannot believe that the flagrant way he disrespected the rules for of the debate. He flagrantly disrespected it. But I don't blame him, because Trump does what he's allowed to do. He is one that if you give him an inch, he's going to take 10 miles. I can't get mad at him. I get mad at the people that have the ability to control him, as you said, to hard him, because if I would have been the moderator, as you said, wouldn't nobody have heard what Trump said. When I turned his mic back on, I guarantee you he would have had some kind of control.
Exactly.
So the moderator is the one I'm upset with. You did not exercise your powers as a moderator, and you are said to be an expert moderator.
Well, the problem is they had somebody up there who didn't know how to handle a bully. So they got to get somebody up there to know. They needed, you know what, somebody sent me a clip and said they needed to put Samuel Jackson up there that he played in Pulp Fiction to be the moderator.
That's hilarious. But the poll moderator, you know what he said? He said in all his years of moderating, he'd never seen such. He should have been prepared. Ain't no way in the world I would have been known I was going to moderate with Trump at a mic and not been prepared.
That part. You already know Trump is not going to, he don't act right. And you know whoever wrote his speech, he is not going to follow that teleprompter. I don't care what they do. They can put it up as big as a jumbo phone.
He didn't write his speech. Ain't nobody bothered to write Trump no speech, because they already knew. He didn't even make no notes or nothing, because he already knew he wasn't going to say anything worth saying. He knew when he got up there he wasn't going to allow Biden to say anything worth saying, and he wasn't going to say anything worth saying. He already knew what he was going to do. That was it. Trump is a planner. He a fool, but he knew what he was going to do when he got up there, and everybody else should have as well.
But he does it so well. He gets you so distracted with his rhetoric that you forget. You get so caught up in all of that that you forget. You here to talk about this issue here. We not no. And see, that's the thing. They let him stay off target. He knows how to draw people in to what he wants to do, and then he keeps you engaged. That's why I tell people, if you ever want to beat Goliath, you can't be so focused on the giant till you forget the rock. And that's what he does. He's
already
the master.
Yeah, because when Saul told David, man, boy, is you crazy? You done lost your mind. Everybody's scared of the giant. Thousands of men in an army, and you say you gonna go kill
rock.
You with a rock.
With a
boy, you better go on back to that field. David wasn't afraid. He already had in his mind what he was going to do. And the giant was just going to use the intimidation. And that's why David was successful. So Trump ain't no more than a big bully. You better already have in your mind what your tax is going to be when you dealing with Donald Trump. Man, I got
you
one last thing. Yeah, I got one last thing. As far as his taxes, are you going to be mad at this man who, by however he got his money, he got it. However he keeps his money, he's keeping it. They were not able to file any charges against him for tax fraud. So if he did do any, if they not smart enough, they wrote the tax laws, and if they not smart enough to catch him and prove that he broke some, oh well. He just learned them. He just beat them at their own game. Maybe some of the people that's my skin color, maybe we need to learn some stuff so we can beat them at their own game too.
That part. Girl, I'm trying to learn how to add up 10 plus 10,000. I'm trying to add it up, and then I'm trying to multiply so I can get over there in that club to know how to write out some hairspray and get a $70,000 hairdo and an eyelash right off. I need that.
I'm just saying. We so busy hating and condemning other people that we don't even try to learn. Better learn some. As you said about them rings, come back and see me when you get sick.
That's what
you
I'm
can't
saying.
Help me.
And that's what Trump said. As a matter of fact, I don't understand why he was spending major. I wouldn't even spend major time on minor people because what am I talking to y'all for? Y'all ain't got no money. You don't even qualify to talk to me.
I literally would have said, and I probably would have been bold like him and said it on air. Okay, if y'all saying I did something wrong, prove it. And if not, leave me alone. And I am definitely not a Trump fan. Biden either, though. But as you say, Coach, it is what it is.
What can we do? Pick your poison. You're going to have someone that can get either out-talk somebody and bully somebody. You're going to have someone to get bullied. Which one are we going to do?
Trump throw his rock and let you see his hand. Biden throw rock and hide. Pick your poison.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I'd rather see the snake before the snake get me. But
well,
I ain't saying who I'm voting or none of that. Don't y'all get twisted. I'm just saying.
Right.
It's better to see the snake before you get bit by the snake.
There's some truth to that.
And I'm telling you, it's awful. I'm telling you, I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know what us American citizens going to do. I don't know. We're going to have to pray. That's all. We just going to keep praying. Keep praying.
It's only been
a few times in my
life that I didn't even want to vote. It's been a few times that I'm like, I don't even want to make a choice to vote. And this is another one of those times. I don't even want to make the choice to vote. Yeah, I wish I could just close my eyes and push a button. Okay, whichever one y'all get it, okay then.
Well, I heard one person say, well, I done had the same president y'all done had all my life. Every president, whatever president y'all have, I've had it. And he said he don't vote. He said, well, I done had the same president y'all done had all my life. I was like, wow. Okay, well, you know, we're gonna do our part. We're going to vote. But as we see, sometimes our votes really don't matter.
We as Christians, we have got to rely only on God and His grace and mercy, because that's why the Bible talks about not mixing church and state. It's just not a good thing. And it's not going to help us one bit. It's really not. You know, the Jehovah's Witness, they don't vote. And a lot of people, you know, are upset by that. But when I really look at how they do things and how they think, they do not vote. Period.
Who doesn't vote?
Jehovah's Witnesses do not vote in the presidential.
Okay. Well, you know, you can kind of understand some of their philosophy is starting to come into fruition. Now, I'm starting to. I ain't saying I'm getting ready to go be no Jehovah's Witness, but I'm just saying they make some sense now.
Yeah. Yeah, you got. I mean, if it, what's your saying about making sense? If it don't make
book sense, and don't make common sense, it's some nonsense. Laying in between that sheet of paper.
Yeah. So.
Well, it is. Well, Firecracker, I tell you, you always bring such an insight. I mean, and the thing about it is, you do such a good job of breaking it down to where. I can be a little silly at times, and because I believe that we got to have laughter in this mess. So you broke that down, and you put it in a way to where with the civil rights thing, how, you know, when you didn't side with the – matter of fact, Holly Starr was off for a minute when you stated that. Can you repeat that? I believe she's back now. Can you share with her what – you said about the civil rights thing so she can understand what I was talking about when it comes to choosing sides.
Hi, Holly.
Hi, Firecracker. Forgive me, I'm in a study group that I had to leave for a moment, but I sure do want to hear what you have to say.
Okay. Well, in reference to your about if there's a race war, far as you would choose the side of right. That sounds so good, Holly, and I wish I could say the same. But I was referenced back to the Civil War, where people didn't have a choice. If you were white and you supported a slave in any way, you were called a nigger lover, and the same thing happened to what happened to you that they did to the slaves. And on the other side, sick and died or whatever, because slaves would take out the slaves for doing stuff that they didn't just necessarily have to do. When they went over in a board reporting to the master and doing wicked stuff to their own people, they met up with an untimely demise. Now, say there is a race war. We can just say we don't even have to be a race war. Say you in a grocery store and a race war breaks out. You black, I'm a white. Bunch of white folks in there, bunch of black folks. People that don't even know the Lord, if they do, they still got an evil heart. If you have
people don't even know what's going on. People don't even hold on, Firecracker. People don't even know what's going on as well. Go ahead.
Right. And the fight breakout comes down to black against white. If I may not agree or may not even know what took place, but I surely can't go over to these white folks that don't like me and take their side, right or wrong. So I don't have a choice but to go over here and stand with these black folks. Now, I might try not to say nothing. I might not have to fight, but I'm going to have to choose a side. And we do need to keep that in mind because that day may come for us. And, yes, there are some that's going to willingly die. I can't say I'm going to be one, Holly. This ain't right.
Why do you feel that you would have to choose a side? Why do you feel like you could not remain neutral or there actually be a third party, so to speak? Why do you think you would have to choose?
Okay. We're talking about a fight. That would be the reason. Am I going to die if I go over there?
Are you going to be one of them killing? Because if you're not one of the people killing, then why would, I mean, we might get killed. I mean, I certainly understand that. But
well, if a Caucasian person attacks me and it's my life or theirs, then that's what it's going to be, Holly. You're not looking at the whole picture. I could be standing to the side and somebody that hates black going to come over and kill me. What am I supposed to do? Not defend myself? I'm defending
myself. If they kill you, how can you
life.
Defend? You said if they kill you, you can't defend yourself if you're dead.
I'm on that fight. But I'm on that fight.
Well,
okay,
I'm not going to die fighting. I'm not going to die fighting.
That's a choice.
Right.
That's a choice.
Okay. And it's
be
okay.
A martyr.
If that's
it is. I ain't going to be no martyr.
Yeah.
Not me. I'm going to try to get
well,
back
I'm not
to
gonna
my
be
family,
a...
my loved ones.
You're not
going to
be what, Holly?
I just said I'm not going to die. I'm not going to die fighting. If I were to get killed just by a stray bullet, but there's not going to be anybody kill me because I'm a fighter. I would hope that there's more than just two sides, because right now there's a whole lot more than two sides to everything. You've got different groups, so I don't know why we would have to claim
Holly,
a side.
Well, here's the thing, and in a perfect world we're saying that's awesome, but what we're saying. And see, I think that you're bringing in, you're going outside of the realm of where we're speaking it. We're saying
right.
What we're saying is Donald Trump is just, we're not saying he's right. We're just giving you a different ideology to look at it. The bottom line is, Holly, if a race war broke out, you really don't have a choice. You're not going to be able to stand by if a race war breaks out. Like she put it in the lamest, in the lowest, least common denominator that she could, you're in a store and a fight breaks out with two sets of people who are just dead determined on killing themselves and you can't get out. Are you going to stand there and say, oh, I'm not taking no sides. I'm over here. Where are you going to stand? You
well,
think the
I'm
black
not,
people
I'm certainly not going to go, I'm not going to go stand on the side of the people that hate me. Okay, that want to kill me for no reason other than a skin color. Now, that'd be ridiculous. I'm not going to go stand on their side. But I'm also not going to go stand on the side that want to kill the other side for no other reason but a skin color. So if we're just, if it's just a race war, I'm sorry. I'm not taking a side.
Well,
I'll just...
Here's what they'll probably tell you. Then guess what? And that's a beautiful thing, Holly. That is wonderful. But here's what we're saying. In a race war where they're going to force you to choose sides, if you don't choose, both groups going to mess around and hurt you. Because they're
mad. That would probably just have to happen because God commands
well,
us not to murder.
He
God
sure
told
you
not to kill.
You're wonderful. You're wonderful.
You're sure right.
You're wonderful.
Yeah, he sure does.
But what about war?
So
we're saying in war.
We're
in a war. I'm not going to war. I'm not signing up for that war. I don't stand for that war.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just telling you how I believe. Please believe me. I'm
okay.
Telling you the truth from my heart. I'm not.
So there's a race war, and a black person come up to you just because you white. And they want to hurt you. You're just going to take it. Let's stand there and not fight back. You ain't going to do nothing.
It's not going to do me any good to fight back. I don't carry a gun. I'm not going to shoot them first. So if you
okay.
know if they're going to kill me, they're just going to kill me. And I'll get to go be with God. And it's a win situation for me. And that person will have to deal with the devil. Because, no, I'm not going to carry a gun. I'm not going to go kill someone. Absolutely not. I mean, I might protect my home inside my home. But I'm not going to go to war in the streets and fight a race war. No.
You might.
I would never do that.
You might protect your home.
Could.
So you and your son in your home and a black person comes in and they just want to hurt you just because you white and it's a race war going on. You might protect your home and your son?
Well, I have a grandson that has autism, so I actually do own a gun, but it's locked up so tight because he has autism and does not need access to it that if it was a true emergency, I probably couldn't get to it in time. So I
so
have
you're
to
not prepared to even protect your home?
No, maybe not in an immediate emergency if I was waiting for something, but no, because I have to protect the kid. I'm not gonna let the kid get a gun and hurt himself, you know, or hurt someone. So,
well,
no,
if I get an inkling that a race war coming, I got gun and I got some ammunition. I'm going to the gun store and I'm gonna get me some more. And whoever comes into my house will be better them than me. You come in my house, I'm going to protect the best way I can.
Well, it's certainly not going to be me coming in your house is what I'm saying. It would not be me. And if somebody is going to come in my house because
Holly,
it's a
we're figuratively speaking, that's all. Yes, that's all.
That's
we're
right,
just saying
right.
hypothetically. And it's not like we're saying that this is what you have to do. We're liberating minds and transforming, giving people a different perspective. That's all.
Right.
To look at things.
Right.
Well,
all I'm saying is,
I'm doing the same thing. I'm doing the same thing. I'm going to tell you that I'm going to be the more passive person in the war because – hey, if you're expecting me to stand up, I mean, sorry, I'm 57 years old and I'm just
well,
not a
girl,
fighter.
Girl, I so hope if a race war break out, I run into you because I ain't gonna have no problem. Oh well, good.
That's right.
Because if it breaks out, then you can go in the corner and say, well, we gonna play like when they come by, we gonna fall out. We just gonna play like we just gonna play dead or something.
Or
we can do that.
Or maybe we'll pray and trust God to protect us. And if He calls us home, He calls us home. I'm not gonna get a gun and kill somebody.
Now that's one to one. Now that sounds good, but honey, I'm gonna have to go and play dead. No, I ain't gonna pray to the Lord. No, I ain't ready to go. I got something else I have to go do.
Hey,
we
can pray and play dead at the same time. We can pray and play dead at the same
girl,
time.
Girl, look, I ain't going to even be breathing. I'm going to be praying. I done laid. I ain't going to even be breathing. Let's know I'm thinking about praying. Lord, help me play dead and I'm dead. That's what
there
I'm
you go.
Do. That's my prayer. Ain't no praying. It's a prayer. Lord,
okay.
Help me play dead.
Well,
and I'm gone.
On that we can agree. I'll play dead. I'm not gonna fight. I'm gonna play dead.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Holly. Oh, here they come. We'll be looking out for each other. Holly, here they come. Girl, it's time to play dead. Lord, help us play dead.
Mm-hmm.
We dead. We ain't even looking at each other no more. We dead. Let TNT come on. Come on, TNT. Pastor Chris, come on.
I'm going to, if I had a spiritual belt, I would whip everyone on the panel except Holly, just saying, because I'm just saying. But anywho, when it comes to choosing sides, well, the only side we need to be choosing is the side that we've already signed up for, the side that
amen.
Made a pledge allegiance to and not to our flag. Our allegiance was Jesus Christ, our King. Now, it may sound corny. It may sound, oh, I'm going to pray. And look, I'm so ready to go home, y'all. It's not even funny. But until then, I'm gonna fight what I can fight. This race war between black and white has been going on for the last 2,000 plus years and is not going to change. Let's just keep it real. I don't care who's in office. They could be another black woman or black man. It could be a white man that is pro everything. It doesn't matter. This issue has been ongoing for generations. The only thing you can do as a believer is change your own community. Your own people that you come in contact with, the people that you fellowship with, and even though we don't go to church no more, but I'm just saying, we can still be able to be one people. Now, you're saying that the Christian way of doing things doesn't work. Well, I beg to differ, because if it wasn't for Dr. Martin Luther King, without
the nonviolence. See, we're doing violence and craziness now, and we expect change. Well, the one thing I can admire about Dr. King is that he stayed true to what the Word of God says. We're not supposed to be killing people. We're not supposed to be snapping nobody's neck. All this nonsense we're talking about, that's what we do when we were in the street. Now, listen. Now, it took a long time for me to honestly say, if somebody came to me and if they were of opposite race, it took a long time for me to hold myself together. If they came to me sideways, my first reaction would be is to react. But at the same time, you have to understand that most people are ignorant. What do I mean by that? What I'm saying is that Trump, Biden, and all the rest of these guys that have all this money, all this clout, they're ignorant to a lot of things. They don't know what it's like to struggle. They don't know what it's like to earn their keep. They don't know what it's like not to get a tax write-off for every little hairbrow on their head or every can of spray that they buy. They don't know what it's like to deal with those taxes that we're paying for. So they're expecting us as blacks and whites that are in the lower classes to fight each other, beat each other down, have a race war, go crazy, go ham and cheese, because we don't get it. We're frustrated at the wrong people. We should be frustrated at what's going on right now. This is why we need to band together more than ever. It is not about black and white, period. It's about if you are a man or woman of God, period, you ought to understand and know that regardless of what color you are, this world is not going to like you. So what do you do with that? You just ask God to help you daily, help you with your attitude, help you with you snapping on folk, help you about pulling out a piece because somebody cussed you out. Look, it happens. But we have to understand that this world don't like us, period. So how do we go against the grain and leave a mark and cement ourselves in this faith? Well, Dr. King did it. I'm just saying. So there's a lot of things that could happen if we did a nonviolent movement, but we chose to do other things because we want to listen to these other folks, including the people in the pulpit, and you know who you are. You guys are motivating the nonsense that's going on in the black community. You know who you are. You know who I'm talking about. So you are no better than any dictator or anybody out there, and you call yourself a man of the cloth. You should be teaching people how to still protest in integrity and still have results, not teach people more hate and more frustration, and you're supposed to be a man of the cloth. Just saying. That's a whole nother show, whole nother topic, and I'm going to close off because there's a lot to say, but all I'm saying is this. We have a president that is just what he is. We have to pray for him despite whether we like him or not, whether we agree or disagree with him, regardless if he's in the office next 4 years or not, we still got to pray for him. That's what we're supposed to do as believers, period. Biden, same thing. Doesn't matter. We still got to pray for him. We just have to make sure that we ask God to keep us protected as his children so we can be effective through the nonsense. That's what we should be praying for. Strength. We should be praying for spiritual nourishment through the Bible, through fellowship, through prayer, through fasting, whatever it is that will get us strong spiritually. Just like David and the rock. That was an excellent analogy, Coach. We can't sit here and just see the giant, but the rock is the one with the power. Just saying. So we got to stop with the nonsense, because we can go all night talking about views and what I'm going to do and what he ain't going to do, what she ain't going to do. Well, listen, I'm going to be in the middle. Call me corny all you want. I'm not taking the black side. I ain't taking the white side. If that means you take me out because I'm taking a stand for Jesus Christ and ask for peace instead of violence, instead of choosing a race or choosing a side, then guess what? Just hang me up to the stake, and I'm ready to go home, Jack, because this world ain't worth fighting over, and I'm sure ain't going to choose a side anyway just to prove a point that I'm a black man or a white man. I'm just saying. I choose Jesus. So if that sounds corny, too bad. Read your word. Just saying. So I'm done. Back to you, Coach.
Now, Coach, can I just have
one minute?
Now, can I have just 1 minute?
You and Chris going to be in the middle, and Jesus is going to call y'all home. And that's going to be
can
wonderful.
Can I just have a minute? I just need 1 minute.
Yeah,
Coach.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, back here when the young man went into the church, and the church welcomed him in, and he shot and killed them up. All righty. You got women and kids in church, and God give us knowledge. And there is a time of war, and there's a time of peace. I never said that I would initiate any kind of action in a race war. But what I did say, that I would protect myself, that I would fight back. I don't want to be sentenced. When that happened at my church, the men in the church and some of the other people started bringing their guns to church. I don't see anything wrong with it. That's what this world came to. So I don't see anything wrong with protecting yourself. There was a time for war in the Bible.
Great analogy, and you know, you can. I was getting ready to get to that point, but thank you for getting to that, because I'm telling you, I am not going to sit back and just say, you know, God gives us wisdom. Now, you can use knowledge all you want, but I'm going to use wisdom in some situations. And wisdom tells me if there's an opportunity for me to avoid having to do anything to harm someone else, then I'm going to take every avenue. But sometimes when you're in a war, you don't have a choice. So I'm just saying, people that go to war, they go to the war field, they go to battle. I mean, all these people have been to war. They've been to Vietnam. They've been to Desert Storm. They've been to Afghanistan. Some people say, do you think they wanted to kill people? No. But there is a time for war. It's one of those things where, hey, you think they're going to be able to go on the Japanese side and say, well, I don't want to fight. Or you're going to be able to go over here on the American side and say, I ain't going to fight. They're going to get, you going to do something. Well, we're going to throw you out front and let them go and kill you. Because you in the way. If you ain't here to help us with this war, you're going to get out the way. Because you in the way. Oh, from both sides. You in the way. On the, you're going to get in their way and you in our way. It's one of the two. You're going to be either in the way or get in the way. So guess what? You darn if you do it, darn if you don't. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to do my best.
Coach, if you think your gun is going to make a real difference, you carry it. And I give you that power and right. I don't disagree with Firecracker. If you want to carry a gun in a church to protect against heathens and outlaws, then absolutely do it. But if you think your gun is going to save the world or save you, go for it. But I don't think any of us are going to have an unlimited supply of bullets, so it's not the answer. Jesus sent a dove, and that represented peace. And I don't know if we'll ever have world peace in our lifetime. I sure hope so. It's not looking real good for my lifetime or span, but we have to pray for peace and not try to worry about the fighting.
Well, it sounds good. It all sounds good, but at the end of the day, we're figuratively speaking, and all I'm doing is giving people something to think on and chew on. And Holly, you've done the same. Firecracker, you've done the same. TNT, he's done the same. Sly Guy's done the same, and I thank you all for your wonderful comments, but at the end of the day, the bottom line is liberate your mind to transform your life. This is only open dialogue from all types of real viewpoints, real point of views, real. And if you want what we have to offer, please utilize it. If you don't, that's fine too. We're not even upset. We're not saying vote for Trump. We're not saying vote for Biden. We're not saying any of that. We're telling you to do your own homework and do what you need to do to make an informed choice that's going to be right, first of all, by God, and right in your heart. That's all we're saying. Do what's right for you. Pray about it. Seek God first, and then go with the rest. But you guys, we got to get out of here. Our time is up. This has been wonderful. I am Dorothy Patterson, the reality coach. I'd like to thank Holly Starr, Firecracker, TNT, Fly Guy. I mean, all of the listeners. I mean, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I mean, Freddie, Bernita, Tammy, Deidre, Bobby. Oh, goodness, there's so many people. I can't get to all of you guys. Daphne, Jackie Vitage, all of you guys. Thank you guys. We love you. God bless you. And like I said, turn it up.
Peace out.
So you might as well get used to me. My mother may not be the queen, but my father's king of everything. I'm adopted into the family, so I guess that makes me royalty. And it gives me dominion.
Take TPV Radio with you 24/7. Just download Live 365 app from your Apple or Google Play Store. Like us on Facebook at TPV Radio or www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us, family. Let's go! TPV Radio, Central Texas.